John Culpeper, and I have a very special guest here in my dining room. It's none other than Wendigo.
Hello.
What in the world are you doing here, Wendigo?
We are touring the United States, seeing which areas we can agree on. Me and my girlfriend, that is.
Yeah.
And we decided to stop by Lafayette and check out the Culp household. See the Goodwill cluster up front.
Yeah. So I showed Wendigo the Goodwill cluster, which is my bunch of computers and other devices that I've picked up at Goodwill. So what do you think of that? Is it an impressive
It is an awesome collection? Setup, especially for $13.95.
Yeah, many of them, for like the Mac Mini up there was $4.99, and you know, it's amazing. They got good price. Yeah. Maybe you guys, before you go out of town, you should stop at the Goodwill.
There you go.
And just start loading up on gear.
I'm seeing all the sights. I got to meet Dingle in person.
That's right. My cat Dingle, who's famous on StatusNet on account of he posts weather updates periodically from his own account. And he's also, I've got another, like a script that will have Dingle post a password, a randomly generated password.
Oh, cool.
So you can type Dingle password space and then an optional length of any number of characters you want. And he will generate a random password that many characters long and post it to the timeline.
So this, anybody on StatusNet can use this service?
No. Sadly, no. I don't have it set up like a bot, not like what Niobe or what is
those? One of J Pope's
bots. Yeah, one of Jeremy's weather bot thing. I don't know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So sadly, I have to just use the local script on my own laptop to do it.
That's cool, though.
Yeah, it's fun. So Dingle's I was glad he came back, as when I knew that Wendigo was coming and Dingle was not here. I was like, there's no way that I can have Wendigo here and not get to meet Dingle. That would just be too much of a disappointment. But he showed up.
Yeah, so it's going to be hard for the rest of the trip to top this.
I don't know. Meeting Jezra will be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So where all else are you guys going to go on this trip?
Oh, we're going to leave here and hit San Antonio, Texas, and then go to Taos, New Mexico. All up the California coast from San Diego all the way up to Redwoods. We're stopping in the San Francisco area, Mendocino. From there, we're going to hit Portland and then go to Moab, Utah. And then I think we're stopping in Columbia, Missouri. And then
that would be Danville. Where J-Pope is in, yeah.
Yep, there's a reason for Columbia.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I'm going to be meeting up with him as well.
That's awesome.
And I think I'm going to be meeting up with Fendus, Nathan, from StatusNet in Portland sometime.
Excellent.
And I'm meeting up with John Pro in Danville, Illinois, and then it's home to New York.
Man, that's cool. So are there any other, excuse me, if we can tie this into HPR. So you and I both have hosted HPR shows.
Mm-hmm.
Jezra has done at least one show.
Yep, Jezra. I don't know if he's done a solo one, but yeah.
He did it with NY Bill. And so maybe, how can we make this relevant to Hacker Public Radio?
That's a good question.
Let's talk about how hard it is to think of something to talk about on Hacker Public Radio.
Yeah, I think coming up with topics is the part that gets me down. I'd love to record more, put out a couple more episodes, but it's hard coming up with those topics. So I know that they've got a couple recommendations up at the HPR website. If you'd like to start contributing, you can go and find one of the topics that people have requested, or request your own, and that you can get an episode out of that.
One of those topics that's on there is music theory, and I actually have a lot of expertise in this, but I think people might be sorry they asked for that. The next one that I'm planning to record is about a script that I just wrote. I keep talking about scripting and all of these things, but the latest, excuse me, I've got allergies, but it's bad down here in the deep south. The latest script I've written is one that will randomly generate a 12-tone row and then either play the audio file that's generated through my, like, the idea was to write it to use with my Raspberry Pi that's hooked up to my clock radio and have this randomly generated tone row be my alarm.
That'd be awesome. So
I'm going to do a recording about that also.
Yeah. So this would be, it's a randomly generated sequence of tones each morning so that you can't get used to your alarm?
Yeah, it's different every time.
Yeah.
And but I've also extended it to where it will create a static HTML page and put it on my web server every day.
That's awesome.
So that's the next thing I'm going to be talking about. But I will get into that a little bit with get into music theory a little bit to explain what the heck a 12-tone row is.
Yeah.
And that's where people might like start turning off in droves.
I don't know. It seems like the more specific certain you get into certain topics on HPR, the more interested people are. So I think people would be interested in it.
We'll see. We'll see. Do you have any idea what your next topic will be? Anything
My
about this
HPR?
Road? Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking about doing a podcast with Sarah. I haven't run it by her yet, so she might be perking up if she can hear us in the other room.
Maybe I should do one with my daughter or my son. Like, my daughter, for example, if hacking is about creating and making and reusing and repurposing, there is nobody better than my daughter, who's 8 years old, who has a phenomenal skill with making Barbie clothes.
Yeah.
Out of anything. Like, if we've got a balloon that somebody blew up and it pops, she will take the popped balloon and instead of throwing it away, she will make, like, a swimsuit for her Barbie out of it.
Oh, that's brilliant. And that's, you know, I don't think the hacker spirit's ever been applied to Barbie clothes, but if it has, that's it.
She has that's, it for sure, yeah. Man. You give her anything, and she can make Barbie clothes out of it, like tissue paper and just all kinds of things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just looking around your house, I bet your kids would make a great HPR.
Yeah, we'll have to think of something for the other, for my son also to talk about. So, we'll see. Well, any parting shots, or have we recorded enough?
I think that's all for me.
All right. Really glad you came to see me, Wendigo.
No, thanks for having me.
I hope HPR listeners will enjoy hearing this little bit of nonsense from us.
Make sure to get out your own episode. Maybe about your trip.
See y'all.
See ya.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.